Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com, DebatePhysics.com also. I updated that website a little bit, just threw in the newest video on kinetic energy and the newest video on the electricity subject, whatever it's called. forget it. I don't know what to title it. So, it's just about Veritasium's personal bullshit, frankly. But anyway, his theory. All right. Nothing that we're obligated to believe because he believes it. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, comments. Ugh, what the hell is that? I didn't hit the filter button. Anyway, we'll read some comments. Yuck. Sorry. Glad you found him. I really appreciate him, too. So this was on the Killing Aleska guy, who killed himself. This is a strange world, frankly. All the absolute morons still walking the earth, and, some of the intelligent lose focus, and their obligation to do something to, manage the chaos and instead become part of it. But anyway, whatever. It's all quite tragic and insane. It's really not insane. It's stupid. People are just stupid. Anyway, so this guy, conspicuous black box. Anyway, not symptoms, effects. It's kind of annoying, really. Okay, so I did say the word symptom for the fact that you have an inductive effect when you put electricity through a conductor. It is a symptom. I mean, it's a good enough word. See, everything's an effect. A symptom is an effect. So everything, yes, you can't really talk about a something, an event happening that's not an effect. So that's the more general term. And I used symptom because I think it fits. So I'm going to say, well, fuck you. No, symptom was a good enough word because it's not a direct effect. First, the first thing that has to happen is the atoms have to be sharing this electron pressure. So you have a bunch of atoms that have regularized to each other. They've had time to share their pressure. And now you're adding another electron, and they have to take time to share that pressure. And that's the migration of the pressure through the wire. It's a process that takes place. All right? It's not... it's not instantaneous. And the effect of that event is the fact that the signature of the atoms changes. They reflect the world differently. Their color changes. So if I was to change color based on temperature, you could understand that, well, first the temperature has to change the atoms before the color changes, before what they reflect changes. So it's an indirect effect, and symptom is a good word for an indirect effect. And in this context, we're really talking about what's the power of the electricity, the real wattage of the electricity, the substance of the electricity, the stuff going through the wires that we use. So if we had the wires so they weren't next to each other, right? Just do the Veritasium thing without the wires being close to each other. Put the wires far apart, right? In a circle. Well, then you have no inductive effect, essentially. And so then it becomes completely irrelevant to the function of the electricity getting to your light bulb. And so it really is a symptom. It's not the primary function of the circuit. It's not the primary function of the electricity going through the wire. And it's just because they've put the wires close enough that they can feel each other, that this is an effect at all. So you wouldn't have any inductive effect unless you create a circumstance that maximizes that possibility. So it really is a symptom. It's a good enough word. So, yeah, fuck you. it's just a little bit annoying. I mean, if you're going to correct what I say, then make sure you're right. Because I don't think you're right. Anyway, yes, the water analogy is as good as it gets. Well, I don't know if it's as good as it gets. That was my whole point of pointing out that maybe it'd be better to use something more visually equal, like magnets. Now, maybe there's some other mechanical way you could put something that pressurizes between some other object, like electrons, and then have spongy material or something. So maybe there's some other way you could show the effect, like rubber with a bunch of little pieces of metal stuck in it, and you know, or some other way to make it understood that whatever compression you put in, the objects are obligated to balance that pressure. So I don't know if it's as good as it gets. It could get better. Anyway, but it's not bad. Okay, it's not wrong. I never bought the field theory of current flow. I don't even know how you can buy it. It doesn't make any sense. There's some sort of field and it moves forward, but it pushes the things that are behind forward. I mean, it's not even perfectly circular. It really doesn't make any sense. It doesn't even identify the distinction between a push and a pull. It's almost like it's saying the field goes ahead of the object and then pulls the object. I mean, it's almost, I don't know, like those guide dog descriptions of the double slit experiment. Somehow there's a guide wave, you know. I can't see how it's really imaginable. What they're talking about doesn't make any sense at all to me. Okay, that's all I would argue. Boring nose guy. I guess that's what I called him in the past. I don't know exactly why, but whatever. All right. So I'm glad at least you're agreeable that whatever they're talking about in terms of all these fields outside the wire doing work, the fact is the stuff inside the wire is doing a lot of work. You know, it's doing a lot of pushing and moving of electrons. All right, so we already did Captain Grubb. So this guy posted a few comments, and they're all kind of wacky. But whatever, we'll respond to some of this. Charged stated. So I don't even know what that means. It's not really a sentence that I can make much out of. Is it plausible that all this symbolic representations, i.e. negatively charged and are positively charged, are inappropriate representations to describe the magnetic properties of attraction and repulsive energy? Well, in a sense, I would say no, it's pretty good. I mean, say the negative pressure would be, you know, less pressure is moving towards and more pressure is moving away. So some of that makes sense. But the real point is that for all of the stuff we're talking about, you know, when it comes to something electrical, are pushing electrons, and that's all you can do is push them. So if you understand it's a push universe, then you sort of have to identify the electron as the positive, because it's the thing creating extra pressure. It's not creating less pressure, it's creating more pressure. Because the electrons do all the real action in most cases. They do the action in interactions with photons, and they do the interaction in, I think, all electrical effects. The amount of stuff the protons don't have to do anything. Protons can just sit where they are. And all you're really saying is how many electrons are on this side of them versus how many electrons are on the other side of them. So you're just playing with the number of electrons. And so it works for identifying all the electrical effects need the electron to be a positive, to be in any way rationally coherent. And I would argue that that's what makes, it just screws up a lot of stuff. And so they ought to redo Maxwell's equations acknowledging the actual positive and negative. So, yeah, I don't know how else you would just... I mean, electrons and protons aren't equal in the circumstances, the point I guess I'm making. The protons effectively don't do much moving because they're stuck in the nucleus. And they're stuck in the nucleus probably for a reason, because they're heavier. Okay, and so they don't move as much. But regardless of whatever reason it is, there's a reason, and they don't do as much moving into to move actual atoms. But they don't do this transferring of energy thing. The electrons are doing all the transfers of the energy. The electrons are on the outside of the atom. They're the rubber of the tennis ball. You know, and the protons aren't really part of that function. The protons are stuck in the center of mass, and they're not really playing much. Now, obviously, when the electrons change their position, the protons eventually have to change their position. But I'm saying they're dragged along as an after effect, as a symptom. you know, but anyway, could we simply identify, regardless of terminology, opposites attract and like states repel? I'm just saying it doesn't really say anything about the fact that electricity is more complicated than that. I myself view these as hard shakes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Oh, handshakes. That is, two left hands are not capable of coming together. Yeah, well, you can view it any way you want. I'm just going to argue that the handshakes in what atmosphere? I mean, how do they know they can't fuse? So you still have to come up with some mechanical reason. You can't just say, you know, electrons are left hands and protons are right hands. There still has to be some mechanism. And so that's where I think I've made the argument that the force effectively has to reflect the duality that exists in the material world. So the material world has plus and minus charge objects. And those objects need a commensurately opposite force in the field to create the inverse reaction. So that's why I made two forces to fit the two matter bits, because it works. It's simple and it works. It solves the problem. That's the point. So you can say left and right hand, but there's no material function to that. You're not explaining how they're shaped like hands. I mean, you know, it doesn't give you any detail of the physics. Where a right hand easily receives a left hand. Yeah, excuse that, whatever it was. I've become allergic. It's sort of annoying. Anyway, that is, two hands not capable of coming together where right hands easily receive left hands. Yeah, well, whatever. I don't even know how to make anything out of that. And then this sentence is just forget about it. The magnetic cycle, whatever the hell that is, of hydrogen. What the hell are you talking about? The timing creates the two electrons. Whatever you mean, creates them? I don't think so. One is its inverted twin, 90 degrees opposite in both location and polarity. It's in an opposite location? Interesting. Anyway, I don't even know what that's... I don't know what this could mean. I've already sort of figured out that neutrons are hydrogen, frankly, and it's just in a different shape, but whatever. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't really go for cycling crap until you show me where the cycle is and what the cycle is doing. So cycles are complex things. You know, you have to explain where the complex thing comes from. Again, it's the elemental universe. It's really dumb. You can't do complicated things. You know, there's no... speeds aren't complicated. Nothing can be complicated. Nothing can have a transmission. You have to sort of explain where, you know, if a vehicle's... electrons popped into third gear and then into fourth gear. Well, you have to explain where the gearbox is. So, frankly, I don't go for any of that wooey mush. All right. In the example I stated of the noble gases, I don't know, I didn't see that, but whatever. The micromagnetic cycle. So, again, I almost can't read this kind of crap. What the fuck is that? If I look up micromagnetic cycle, you think I'm going to find anything? I don't think so. To flow through the formed pattern, whatever that is. It's just a dipole, fucker. Okay, a magnet is a dipole. period. It just means there's more proton on one side and electron on the other side. Now, if you think the electron is swirling all over the place and doing all this weird crap, that's your business. It's your prerogative. But frankly, I don't see any evidence for that, and it doesn't make any sense to me at all. But whatever. That suggests flowing in energizing. I don't know, whatever. Giving the needed energy. So there it is again, to maintain the motion of the micro pattern. What the fuck is all that? Flowing out slightly altered. Sorry. I realize alteration is the expression and communication to the gravity of the microsystem, again, a organized magnetic cycle system. What? No sale. Why don't you make videos? All right, doing this, whatever this is you call this. I don't know what this is. You call this physics? So yeah, whatever it is. Why don't you do that? So I'll read one more sentence. I will take the liberty to comment as I watch the video. Well, go ahead and take it, but I don't appreciate it, frankly. I don't see much point in it. Comments should be kind of specific and to the point and all that kind of stuff, and they shouldn't have waste in them. Now, if you're doing a video response, I can see taking it a piece at a time and a sentence at a time and dealing with it a sentence at a time, but not if you're going to do this kind of stuff, where you're going to suggest a whole different... You're not really on the subject, right? I'm already proposing a theory, and you're proposing another theory on top of mine. There's just no point in doing that. First, you have to explain how mine's wrong. Until you do that, I'm not terribly interested, frankly. I don't need a new one. I already have one. You know, so you're really not on the subject. I'm describing the thing I have. And you're saying, let's just ignore that and talk about the thing I have. I don't really have to do that, do I? I don't think it's, you know, I've already, you know, I'm just saying on its face, in my opinion, you're not talking about anything elemental here. Magnetic energy cycle is not an elemental function. That's not water is wet. I mean, that's not a simple statement. That's a bunch of jargon. So anyway, that's the... I will give it lip service. So I have given... Thank you for commenting, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I really don't relate to anything you're saying. All right, back. So the comments on the website, which, you know, really useless. Anyway. LOL, are you deleting comments? Yes, after I read them. Generally speaking, I mean, some comments I delete without reading because they're disgustingly rude. I mean, invasions of my personal life, all kinds of stuff like that. So yes, some comments don't last too long, but in most cases I do read the comment and then I delete it because it's garbage. This is not the subject of physics. This is not a kinetic energy argument. This is an electricity argument. This is off-subject garbage. All right, then he adds, probably the same idiot, of course. Anyway, of course he's deleting comments. He's all about deleting anything that doesn't agree with him. So I'm not all about that. I'm overtly telling you, go ahead, post your stuff. There's places to post it, right? If you're going to say you can't post it, you can post it on Brozo's channel. And every now and then I do read the comments on his channel and people can have a link or something. So why don't you link to your good physics? The physics you're saying I'm not allowing people to see. I'm begging you to link me to your counter argument. Link me to some coherent statements that in some way represent what I'm saying and then counter argue it. Show me that. Yeah. And no, you can't do it. So yes, of course you're deleted because you're not on the subject and ever, frankly. And you never address any of the points I make. All right. But if he goes on somewhat, like I said, draw a lever or draw pressure. Show how pressure in a syringe, you know, I've pushed the syringe like in Steve Mould's video. I pushed the syringe, you know, with a piston that's twice the size at half the speed, and then have a tube and then another syringe that's, half the size, and it ends up moving twice as fast, proving kinetic energy can't be right. Yeah, respond to those arguments somewhere. I would let you do it here, fine. But you don't do it here. You don't post any links here. You don't post any, you don't quote any great comments that defeated me. Quote them right here. but you don't. All right. But if he goes on someone else's hosted physics forum, he expects them to keep all his bullshit up. No, I expect them to make an argument. Okay, and not close the thread for no good reason. That's what I expect. So when you're invested in a conversation and somebody says you can't have the conversation anymore, well, that's bullshit. Now, you show where I've done that somewhere, where I've cut somebody else off from making video responses or in any way done anything like that. I haven't, if they're on the subject of physics, again. And what I have posted there, those forums, and shown how they've closed the thread because clearly they're losing the argument. There's no other reason. They don't have a counter argument. And so instead of having to deal with being berated, okay, by the fact that they haven't provided what was requested, like, for example, somebody did ask in one of the forums, just show me a physical experiment. And they can't do it. They just keep throwing math equations. F equals ma. Newton said so. I mean, they keep doing shit like that. And you're defending that as an answer. Do you think that's an answer? Do you think it's fair to Newton to say Newton believed in kinetic energy when he didn't? I mean, do you really think that's fair? Will you answer that question? No. Okay, so, I mean, there's not much here to talk about. I don't delete any of my videos. So, and all of this, all of these kind of ragged comments are in those videos. I just don't feel I have any obligation to make videos and provide text responses. So just as the other forums where those cowards don't make videos, they just type a bunch of typey shit. I make videos. I don't type a bunch of shit. Okay, so it's a different format. But none of my videos are deleted, and I've not closed any subjects. All right. And will cry like a baby when they close his threads. I'll cry. I'll complain that why are you cutting off the conversation? They didn't prove the existence of kinetic energy. They didn't solve anything. They just declared it, yes, if you don't want to listen to us, we're Catholics. You have to believe what we believe. If you won't believe what we believe, we're going to end the conversation. That's all that took place. And you're just being a dishonest liar to say something else happened. All right, he's a massive hypocrite, so there's no hypocrisy. They're different circumstances, plainly. But in both circumstances, it's the people off the subject. I was never off the subject in the forums. I didn't do any of the, let's just slander these people with outlandish accusations. I didn't do any of that. I didn't get into their personal life. I mean, I didn't ask them, are you a member of the NRA? I didn't. Yeah. When was the last time you beat your wife? I didn't waste time doing any of that shit. So I'm not the hypocrite. You're the hypocrite. Okay. In all aspects of his life. So that's another accusation that you're not going to back up with anything called evidence, and it's really none of your business anyway. So again, is that the subject of the channel? The channels, I make physics videos. I go to all this trouble to draw pictures, do all this crap. It doesn't have anything to do with any of these accusations you're making about my character. And you're too much of a coward to show us yours. You don't make videos. There's nothing to analyze. There's no statements to judge. You just hide yourself with your little VPNs and pretend to be somebody you're not. You're such a fake and a phony, and you're doing this bullshit. Somebody shouldn't delete this kind of lie, this fake news you're trying to make. That's all you are. You're a fake and a phony and a fraud and a cheater. And you can't do any better than this slop, which is proof of it. If you had an argument, you would make the argument instead of wasting time with this nonsense. So show me your decisive kinetic energy argument. Show me where you can prove that 5-ton trains have twice as much energy. 5-ton trains going 10 miles an hour. versus the 10-ton train going 5. Go ahead, show me where you have any evidence that the 5-ton train would win the tug of war. It would light more light bulbs, as they say. You don't have it. And if the best you can do is link to the fake and phony Brozo experiments, again, where he's supposed to be a Sparky, and he doesn't know the difference between volts, amps, and watts. So anyway, fuck you. Ugh. So it's just so bad. The internet is such a shithole. Alright, do I need to add anything else as context? I'll see if I left something out of the last video, but I don't know. There's probably some little detail I could say, well, I probably should have said, or something like that, but we'll see if I can find anything else worthy of a comment. Well, that didn't take long. I just said, fuck that. But it is curious. The Brozo made another one of his, I don't know, drunken song videos, and he took it down right away. I have a copy for posterity. When the time is appropriate, I guess. But anyway, he's supposed to, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever. He promised he was going to show us the great Mythbusters debunk. I mean, actual evidence that they did something wrong, that they dropped something from the wrong height, or actually, none of that. He's not going to show us any evidence. So that's a big lie. And then he's supposed to be doing some new clay experiments that are going to show us how it's the, how it comes out his way. And the only way he can make it come out his way is to cheat. So he's going to keep trying to do the experiment in some dopey way where it comes out his way. And that's all we're going to see a demonstration of. And if he ever does produce the video, and I will be able to debunk it rather, using a casual small amount of my neural energy, because it will be obvious, because it's always glaring, the imperfections, because there's so many in every video. But anyway, what the fuck? It's just such a time waster. Oh, I'm going to do it ASAP, 3 weeks later, blah, blah, blah. Just, ugh. He's so annoying. such bullshit. Promises, bullshit. Anyway, so till the next time and such and so forth and whatnot. I don't think there's really anything else that needs addressing, so I'll just get the hell out of here and just say shit. Yeah, this is just sucks. It sucks that nobody can interact in any kind of rational, reasonable, again, it doesn't even have to be scientific, but just something on the subject. People could make a contribution that was on the subject. but no. Shit. So, this has been AddressPhysics.com, DebatePhysics.com also, blah, 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 and such.